Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, July the 27th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a regular basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, here is the lineup for today's podcast. I'm going to start with Actually, I'm wondering whether any of you have ever asked yourselves who of all the Americans who have ever lived is the greatest criminal of them all, the worst, most despicable of the rascals and scallywags who made America actually what it is today. So we're going to examine that, and then we will move on to the discussion of the electronics payments industry, which gets a cut from every electronic transaction. It wants to kill cash, as I have mentioned on the show a few times already this year. But a study released in June confirmed that consumers on both sides of the Atlantic continue to cling to money, straight hard cash. So we're going to have a look at some of the ramifications of that. Last week, the Office of Management and Budget released a new report called the Mid-Session Review of the Federal Budget. It's something they're required to do by law. Well, between their initial projections in March 2017 and their current projections in July 2018, this year's budget deficit increased by more than 100%. So we'll talk about just how much in control these poor, wretched, demented sods really are. Why does a Chinese restaurant never go out of business, even when there seems to be no customers in it? Well, I think the moral from that story is a good parable for what besets the country today. So we're going to just have a very quick look at what might be learnt from the Chinese way of doing things. If the US economy is doing well, as they say, why are almost 40 million Americans still on food stamps? Now, I've mentioned this several times on my shows over the last year, actually over the last several years, and I want to take a quick, fresh look at that today. So, What does it mean to influence elections, as they keep talking about? You know, I'm going to really drill down on this concept because it seems rather unfair to assume that because people say something, it's necessarily the word of God. Then I have a little story for you about a particular individual at the World's Fair, which took place in Chicago in 1893, which I thought was rather fun and interesting. So the entire liberal media and political establishment of the Western world reveals its militarist authoritarian soul these days with the screaming and hysterical attacks on the very prospect of détente with Russia. Peace apparently is a terrible thing. So we're going to have a look at that, and then we will finish with a quick profile of a rather odious gentleman in the press corps called Jim Acosta, who is CNN's White House correspondent and who never seems to fail to seize any moment to make a fool of himself. So there you are, ladies and gentlemen. That is the lineup for today. For those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. So just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you'll choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. So anyway, you can feel free to select any 3 shows from the archives, but I do highly recommend that of June the 24th, which is my mid-year assessment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, let me finish by giving you my coordinates. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. And I strongly recommend that you follow the Facebook and Twitter accounts because I do put information in there, including this pre-announcement and each week, and also lots of comments which don't really fit into the show itself, but which I think are worthy of consideration. And so with that, let me leave you, wish you a wonderful weekend. I will be back on Monday. So until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.